Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Talking a little barbecue coming up with a head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com. You've got mail.
International, Mike.
That's right. You've
got mail. And birthdays brought to you by San Juan Salsa Company's Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Dip responsibly.
Birthdays, away we go. Birthday wish, guys. Please wish my granddaughter, Kalia, happy first trip around the sun. How about a little kid face sandwich? Oh, look out. A Wendy Williams burp fart. And have Mickey Ted tell her about how awesome her parents are and all the fun that she has to look forward to growing up. Thank you, Men's Room. You rock from JC and the fam.
Fish sandwich.
Uh-oh, look out.
Oh, how old was she?
One.
One. Oh, wow. Your parents are great people. They're so great. The Mick's got a surprise for you. Tomorrow morning, you go to Disney World. Eat all the ice cream you want.
We'll be able to remember a thing the kids want.
Never know.
Well, just do the most important thing everybody does on their first birthday and put that cake in your hair.
Saw it again last week. They can't help themselves.
They can't.
Cake in the hair.
Ugh. I will wear it like a hat.
How old is it that they put it in their hair or that they miss their mouth?
Because
every kid does it. Like, are you putting this on your hair on purpose or you just miss your mouth, man?
Still getting motor skills.
Because anything, if they pick up anything else on earth, they put it in their mouth. They pick up cake, it hits the top of their head. Jesus.
Correct. But he was loving the Buddha Brother stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hola, guys. Today's my son Ian's 10th birthday. Amazing little dude. It's been amazing watching him this year. Can I please get Coach Ted giving him a pep talk about his recital tomorrow? He is dancing to Run DMC, Aerosmith's Walk This Way.
Nice.
And he started hip-hop back in the fall. And although sometimes he does have two left feet, he's grown so much. Happy birthday, my little rocker. That from the mom, Jessalyn.
All right. You're 10 years old, so you probably haven't seen this movie. So, Mom, I'm going to need a little help here. In effort to get prepared, you want to rent a movie called Napoleon Dynamite, all right? Now, when you watch this man dance on stage, you will know you have to have the same integrity, self-esteem. Go out there and kick the crap out of that dance.
But don't dance like him.
Don't dance
go
like him.
Go out with that same
have
confidence.
Have that confidence.
Right. But not the moves.
You probably are a much better dancer than
he
Napoleon.
He had the moves when he got there.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, man, he broke it down.
I mean, he did break it down. Just not well.
He did what I expected him to do.
Yes, I'll give you that.
All right.
Well, for Miles, Mike, and I, for our people,
yeah.
He broke it down.
He crushed it.
Oh, my God. That boy can dance. Guys, my boyfriend John will be celebrating his 26th birthday today. We absolutely love listening to you guys. Hoping maybe he could get a birthday shout-out. Dirty Germans, a good old fish sandwich. He loves a McDonald's fish filet. And Coach Ted giving him advice about life in your late 20s. Thank you so much for everything you guys do and keep on rocking. That from Cassandra.
I'll have a fish
from
sandwich.
Spanaway.
Yeah, if you like fish sandwiches so much for your birthday, you need to visit Rondo McDonald.
Yeah, why don't you put them in your mouth? If you love the fish sandwich,
yeah.
A little tartar sauce on your cheek. I'll tell you what, late 20s, that's when people really get into fish filet years. You know, when you're a teenager or whatever, you think it's gross. You think it's what old men eat. Now you're in your late 20s. You drive up to that McDonald's, you want, I'll take a double fish filet. I'm a goddamn grown man.
You'll say, okay, boomer.
I will say, a few weeks ago, my mom called me and my sister, like, on FaceTime, and they were like, are you eating a fish sandwich? I'm like, yeah, I was just in the mood. Ran out, got one.
They were shocked by the.
Yeah, well.
Can you do a double fish filet Big Mac style?
Ooh, yes.
Is that possible?
I'm sure it's
you know
possible.
What, Montgomery? I bet you could.
I think you got to walk up and order it. I don't, you can't do it on the app.
Well, no, but I think you could walk it up and order it.
Yeah. I mean, they
got
to do it,
You got
it,
me
right?
excited there for a second. I was like, hell yeah, I'd knock that down.
Well, it's going to get the
but
cheese.
But just ask. Just if you physically walk in and ask, right. They'll hook you up.
Can I do a fish filet Big Mac style?
I want special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions.
So basically, you're replacing the patties of the Big Mac
That's
with correct. The fish filet. All
right. Yeah, exactly.
Let's go in there and go, hey, fella, that's what I need from you, all right? A Big Mac. Sub the beef patties, put in fish fillets.
You can make that happen. There's an extra George Washington in it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to give him a quarter.
Yeah, right.
Gentlemen, I want to wish my sister Savannah.
Throw in a sweet sour sauce for yourself.
Gentlemen, I want to wish my sister Savannah a happy 39th trip around the Great Ball of Fire in the sky. Can she get some shotgun gets from Thrill? Mike's bitter baby batter as Ringo.
God.
Some advice from Coke Ted on how to forget she's about to turn 40 next year. And if you have time, some dad jokes from Miles. Thanks again and for all you do in LARPON, fellas. That from Alex.
Get. Have I told you the story of Betty Butter? She bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it would make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in a bit of batter, made a bit of better. So does better. Betty Butter bought a bit of better butter.
That is so hard to do with Ringo.
I wish people could see your face.
I know, I can't do it right. Like, I kept contorting. It doesn't work.
All right, turn to 40. You don't want to think about Factor 40. Trust me, I'm all cooked out. I don't want to think about Factor 40, Savannah. But here's the deal. Go out tonight with my recommendation. You know what it's going to be. Do too much drugs, blackout drug. You won't remember a damn thing.
Let's go.
All right, dad joke. Here you go.
Should say, never take real advice from Coke Tet. Just want to put that out there.
The more you know.
Disclaimer.
Dad jokes. A photon walks up to an airline counter and the clerk says, any baggage to check? The photon says, no, I'm traveling light.
Nice.
All right.
Very smart joke.
Do not eat aluminum.
Why not?
Or you'll sheet metal.
Borderline Montgomery.
You guys know this, but my brother has spent actually his whole career practicing law.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I keep wondering when he's going to do it for real. Got a few more. I was getting rid of them all, right? My wife, by the way, says I ruined her freaking birthday.
Oh, no.
It's impossible. I didn't even remember her birthday. My mom asks her son, John, am I a bad mother? He says, my name's Doug.
Doug.
What pronouns, guys, do candy bars use? What pronouns do candy bars use?
Hershey.
Hershey. Well done.
How do pirates have sex?
In the sea.
They peg.
You're walking a line.
I'm sorry and I apologize. Mean the same thing, except at a funeral. And one more. Guys, I just started growing lettuce. And believe it or not, after watering for weeks, the first one is finally starting to come up from the soil.
Oh, yeah?
But that is just the tip of the iceberg. Lettuce joke.
That's a good one. That's a lettuce joke.
It's a lettuce joke. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Time. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. We get into summertime and stuff. It means a lot of different things for a lot of different people. But for a lot of people, it also means barbecue.
Yes, it does.
Damn right. Which is kind of weird. Because it's such a heavy food, but yet you eat it when it's hot out.
Maybe because of the cooking process. So the people that make the barbecue, like, I'm not standing out in the rain. I don't want to be out in the cold. I want to go out like spring, summer, drink a light beer, and stand there for 8 hours while I smoke my meat.
Well, I also think it's easier to keep your temperature in the winter if you're actually smoking.
Right.
But that's different than barbecuing and grilling. To me, grilling is a very summertime thing. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken breasts, all those things.
I'll go blue in the face saying this, okay? Barbecue is low and slow.
Correct.
Grilling's hot and fast.
Damn right.
Right? I guess you could smoke a hot dog, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can definitely smoke a sausage. We've had them. They're freaking fantastic aioli's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anything with you add smoke flavor. But I will say, it is weird sometimes. Somebody will bring in a dish, and I don't know how to explain it. It's like... Did you put liquid smoke in this? And they're like, yes. How'd you know? And it's like, you could just tell.
It's a little overpowering because it takes so little for that liquid smoke to add the flavor. But no matter what, you always put too much. And there's that chemical taste to it.
Yeah. And barbecue has come a long way, right? It used to just be salt and pepper on your brisket. Now people are injected stuff.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's wild out there. So basically, this list is the Yelp has ranked the top 10 barbecue cities in the U.S. of A. A lot of these have different styles of barbecue going with them. But number one on the list, Nashville.
I wondered if it was Nashville.
Did you eat any barbecue, Mike, in Nashville?
No, I ate the Nashville hot chicken, but I didn't find any barbecue spots where I was at.
How hot was it?
Nashville hot does not mess around.
All right.
As far as like American hots, that's probably one of our best.
Is that our version of Asia hot? As far as spices go?
I think so. Like if you get Nashville hot, it's going to hurt.
About as hot as we do domestic.
I think it's too much.
Yeah.
Especially, I'd rather have a fried chicken sandwich.
I'm with you.
And then they put a little hot sauce on top.
The chicken was fantastic, by the way. The like, afterwards, I wanted to make sure that I got the Nashville hot because I'm in Nashville. Let's do this thing. And I also was like, okay, let's also get the chicken. But the only the biggest problem with the Nashville hot was not only did it hurt in the moment, which it does, it also hurts in the other moment.
Right. Correct.
And that's the worst.
Well, my rule is don't sauce breaded things.
Yeah, I would agree.
So that's the only thing that I don't like. Even if it was barbecue sauce, it soggies up the crispiness of the breading.
Yeah, but I don't mind that. Sometimes I'll get a boneless wing. I know it's a nugget.
Like okay. If it's spicy based on the dry spice, okay, I'm in. But
yeah. Well, and it's funny because obviously Carolina-style barbecue and Texas are the two big names.
Right.
But anywhere, and Miles can attest, when you get into Tennessee, Kentucky. I mean, some of the most famous barbecue spots that are ranked high across the world are in those areas.
Absolutely.
Next on the list, again, staying pretty specific.
Kansas City.
Durham, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. All right.
Kansas City will get there.
We're going to hit all the big ones there, but.
Yeah. Durham, I'm not positive. I assume that's just Carolina-style, vinegar-based. I know somewhere when you get closer up in the mountains, they start putting some different sauces on there, but generally vinegar-based.
Yeah.
And, like I said, nowadays it's different. When I go back to the East Coast, I'm shocked the barbecue places there have brisket. But, I think I was in my 20s before I ever had brisket.
The only reason I had brisket was Texas.
Yeah.
Well, also, right? I loved it, but you're right. East Coast, I never got it until more recently.
So if they were to say, wait, not Seattle, but the best barbecue in Washington State is in Queen Anne. You're like, well, that's Seattle. Raleigh, Durham. Durham is right there. I mean, it is.
But it's its own thing.
It is.
I mean, that's the thing.
There's a line on it. What I mean is, they just butt up against each other. So if you're in that area, you're good to go.
I did have some Carolina barbecue earlier this year. I went to Greensboro.
What did you think?
Dude, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I think I got a brisket sandwich, and my God.
I'm surprised they did brisket.
Yeah.
Typically, it's just pork.
Correct. Maybe it wasn't. And I don't know why. Most barbecue, I want to eat the meat and then taste the sauce.
Sure. Yeah.
But with pulled pork, it's okay if it's already sauced.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know? Tulsa, Oklahoma, number 8 on the list of best cities for barbecue.
You believe
okay.
it?
Okay.
I'm assuming that's Texas style.
Correct.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and what we think of Texas style is specifically Central Texas style.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what got really popular. That's when you'd have all the Franklins and that kind of stuff and Austin and all that kind of stuff. Because Lockhart, Texas, which is about an hour south of Austin, is technically what gets credit for inventing that style.
Okay. We had nothing else going on.
Do you consider chili?
I have been there.
Do you consider chili part of the barbecue process, or is it just a food that's there in Texas that you eat with barbecue?
To me, it's just a food that's there.
Okay. It's a food that's there, and generally it's kind of like scraps of your brisket and whatnot. Right.
Yeah, that's the difference in their chili. They take the scraps of all the stuff they've been barbecuing, throw it in there.
But they don't do baked beans. They just basically do the chili. Yeah. Without beans, but that's the small side.
The fact that it includes the bits of the barbecue that you've actually made, I kind of lean with Miles there that it's part of the barbecue plate. Like the fact that you're putting whatever meat that you smoked or you barbecued in there.
I completely disagree.
Okay,
my plate should not have chili on it. If I want to go, some places have really good chili,
right?
And I'll go get a bowl of chili. But outside of that, I just want meat and sides.
Well, you just stay over on your table then.
All right, a meat, two veg. You know me.
Two veg. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I love doing that to people.
Like corn and greens or greens and...
If corn counts as a veg, sure. The idea of two...
Hey, listen, it's a barbecue joint, man. Cream corn counts as a veg.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Just throw wild things out here, Ted.
Next on the list, Honolulu. This is obviously going to be more Korean or Hawaiian-style barbecue.
Okay.
Do you guys ever use that? I think it's Hawaiian. It's I want to call it Japanese something barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
It's thinner.
Mm-hmm. There's three different kinds, I got. Now, they're awesome. It almost tastes like a little bit of a soy base.
Is that what they're doing at Buddha Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Spam musubi, I just think you could have that any time of day.
Yeah, my son loves the Spam musubi.
Yep. All right, attaboy.
Greenville, South Carolina shows up on there.
Makes sense.
Now, next on the list is Charleston. I have been to Charleston. I have had barbecue in Charleston. That was the infamous, I can't think of the name of it, but the guy that was super racist, but he had really good barbecue. That was also the first time I ever had the mustard based. So down there in Charleston, there was a big influx of Germans. So that's why they took the mustard and kind of the vinegar sauce and were like, oh, we're going to have a yellow sauce.
Okay.
And they call it gold.
Mm-hmm. Gold. They also use dry mustard as a part of the rub. So like a Coleman's.
Yeah.
That goes into the rub before goes into the sauce, too.
And people know this now, but my buddy Sal was the first person I ever seen do this about using mustard
as a binder, to put the spices on there and stuff. There's other stuff you could use, but mustard's a pretty popular one.
It basically, the taste evaporates.
Yeah.
So you don't taste the mustard.
Charleston also, what's his name? Rodney Scott. He's a very famous barbecuer. He's famous because he does whole hog. And he's got two restaurants. Okay. His restaurants are actually in Charleston.
And that's back to Honolulu, too. Doing a whole pig.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the thing, is that beef brisket is great. And all credit to Texas, I like beef ribs. But there's just not much on a pig that's not delicious.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Ham's probably the worst. And I like ham.
I'm with you.
If you gave me all the stuff and I'd start picking, ham would be at the bottom.
Pork chops down there, too.
No, I'd take a pork chop way ahead of ham.
Dude, they're too easy to dry out.
You know, a lot of people say that about pork chops, but, you know, this brings us to a good point. If you're barbecuing, you're cooking pork chops, if you really want to know the difference in a kitchen, it's just buy a meat thermometer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It makes all the difference in the world. I was shocked. I was like, oh, chicken doesn't have to be dried.
And the cut. Like, well, Ted will say, if you're going to make a hamburger, 80-20, with a pork chop, it's got to be at least over 3/4 of an inch. So you would never buy a steak that thin, but they cut pork chops that thin.
Right.
So that's why they dry out. But if you get a real good one, like you get at a steakhouse, it's actually medium rare.
Well, not medium rare. Medium, I guess.
Yeah.
But medium.
Yes.
Right now, we're at Charleston. We're getting up to the heavy hitters of the list. Memphis, Tennessee.
Uh-huh. Memphis barbecue.
Memphis, to me, is super famous for ribs, and they already sauce them.
Yeah, they do.
And that's just Memphis is, that's their thing. It's like, we do ribs, and they're sauced.
And they wet.
Kansas City, Missouri is number 3.
There we go.
The best line I ever heard was I was watching a barbecue show years ago, and they're arguing Carolina style versus Texas style. This guy's like, in Kansas City, we do both. I was like, oh, okay. It's like I will talk about. To me, Jack's Barbecue in Seattle has the best brisket. But like, if you're talking like you want a mixture of stuff, try Stans over in Issaquah. Because his dad was from Kansas City, moved out here years ago.
He's sworn by Stans.
Mike and I, that used to be a good date night for us.
Hell yeah. Well, and then you go out to Kansas City, they know Stan.
Yeah.
They know the guy.
Yeah.
It's legit.
Also, Mike and I were in there the first time, and the guy behind the bar, I'm like, is Stan here? And he's like, I'm Stan.
Look at the photos.
He like basically turns around. It's like a wall of him.
Right, there's Chiefs players all over. He's got pictures with. He's like, dude, come on.
We're doing best cities for barbecue. San Antonio makes the list.
Okay.
Not shocking.
San Antonio.
The number one. Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. There it is.
I mean, look, you'd have to go out of your way to get bad barbecue in Texas.
You would. You'd have to go to a place that specializes in it. Like, oh, we're the worst.
Yeah. It's like I went to New York City and I had bad pizza. It's like, where did you go?
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You could fall into good
Sparrow.
Pizza. Sparrow. I was thinking it.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Let's see. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Get up here. It's a 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Police in Rhode Island are cautioning residents to be on the lookout for prairie wolves that have been moving into the area.
Coyotes.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, a little throwback to Big W.
That's right. I just switched that one up as I'm, you know, going through the headlines I'm not working on for a second. I was like, wait a minute. I remember this.
Yeah, it's prairie wolf.
Honey, stop. I think there's a prairie wolf in the driveway.
There's a prairie wolf out there.
You're also not going to stop your indoor-outdoor cat from being an indoor-outdoor cat. If they want to go outside, they're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
My wife's been freaking out. She's watching a friend of ours has, like, I guess two or three cats. More than one. Anyway, one of them is, like, damn near a permanently outdoor cat.
Ooh.
So she's like, I went to feed the cats. The one went outside, blah, blah, blah. Did not come back. So she calls her friend and says, hey, it's not coming back. Her friend's like, that cat disappears for a month at a time. Don't
Whoa.
You? Eventually, yeah. It always returns. But they're like, don't sweat it. But my wife will not let it go. She's like, man, I just keep checking. I said, I get it, man. Yeah. But if the owner's telling you, like, look, man, this cat escapes all the time.
That's not the one that we're worried about.
Yeah, exactly. Because even my son said, man, I've known these people for years. I did not know they had more than one cat because right. that cat's never there.
Cat just dips out for a month.
Yeah.
I'm going to go live on the land.
Yeah, my buddy's
off
cat.
Off-grid is what he calls
off
it.
Off-grid.
Yeah, like it's this is the cat, Potato, right?
All right.
It stays out in the shop, but it learned how to open doors. And same thing. Like that cat, you open it, it'll just take off.
Later.
And it's like, is that all right? It's like, yeah, she'll come back.
She'll
and then,
back.
Like, she'll be gone, same thing, all day long. And then in the evening time, you'll just see her out there. Like, all right, I guess we're letting her back in.
Researchers at Northwestern University are developing a fitness tracker that better monitors the calorie burn estimates for people with obesity.
Okay.
All right. I did not know that they didn't calculate those accurately. When I was bigger, I wore, you know, the Fitbit, and I wore my Samsung watch and all that. It's like, look at me, look what I'm doing. I had no idea that was a misrepresentation. Nah, fatty, you're not doing near that much. Weather experts say the Midwest is due to be hit with severe heat dome this summer.
Oh, I just read that.
They're saying some dangerous temperatures out there, too.
And bugs.
Oh, really?
Oh, the bugs love it.
Why does that make it so much worse?
I don't know, but if it's hot and humid, the bugs are like, there's we're bugs. Going to increase our size by 178%.
Right. Maybe it's because I want to deal with one nuisance at a time. Like, I'm already uncomfortable
You really can't just go out and sit on your deck.
No.
Not it's comfortable. It's annoying.
You can't.
Light some citronella candles.
I mean.
Why? So the mosquito that bites you smells better?
Do I want to get bit or breathe in cancer?
Right.
What are my options?
My God. There's a new book being released that chalks the Pacific Northwest serial killer population up to pollution in the waters of Tacoma.
Oh, they're catching up with that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the smelter.
Yeah. Basically, that's what they were saying.
Whoever smelter delter.
Oh, come on.
Whoever smelter felter.
New research indicates that the bacteria that causes stomach ulcers may actually help your brain in the fight against Alzheimer's.
Oh, cool.
All right.
It's all your brain needs is bacteria to fight against the degenerate
bacteria. I remember
bacteria.
That I have ulcers.
Right.
Thank you, bacteria.
Thank you. Like, did they just inject it in the brain? What are we doing with this here?
I don't think I want to know.
Now your brain has an ulcer.
Yeah, I know.
People get ulcers. I mean, that's a serious issue.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever gotten a stress ulcer?
Yeah.
Those suck.
Yeah.
I did not realize what was happening. I thought I just had like a stomach flu or something like that. till I realized, like, oh, no, I'm terrified about my employment.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you got something big coming up.
That's right. Like, oh, it was a big job opening around here, and I was like, I wonder if I'm going to get it. I had no idea that I worked myself up so damn much to where I was down for the count.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a test that you can do that might show if you're at risk of chronic illnesses and musculoskeletal disorders later in life.
Well, let's do that test.
Basically, no. It's if you struggle to lift 10 pounds.
Oh, that one.
Okay. Did you read the one about sitting cross-leg on the floor and getting up?
No.
Oh, my God. So I read that one.
No hands?
No hands.
No hands.
And if you use one hand to help, that means you have a higher risk of, like, dying immediately.
To me, it makes you perfectly normal.
Right. So I get on the floor, cross my legs, try to stand up. I'm like, this is impossible.
Basically, nothing happened.
I couldn't even figure out how to contort my body without popping my knee out.
Miles actually did was sit down on the floor.
Right?
That's literally it.
Yeah, I sat down, but I crossed my legs. And then I tried to get up off the floor.
I know I can't.
I could use one arm and do it easy.
Sure, but that means that...
I'm going to die tomorrow.
Right.
So whatever the study said. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to die.
It's like, okay, it's over.
Accept that we're going to
die. I'm buying cigarettes tonight. Held it.
Have some fun, dude.
The problem is that you got to do it well. You know, when they make the point of crossing the legs, because my first move is going to be to uncross my legs.
I'm right there.
So
with
that I can use that to help stand up. My brother-in-law, I guarantee you that he can do it. He's a freak.
That's so annoying.
The guy can sit cross-legged, and then he will actually lift his body up with his hands, and then he will then go into a full extended handstand.
Oh, Jesus.
The guy doesn't work out for crap. He has a six-pack.
Really?
It's amazing. I
hate that, man.
Does he rock climb or anything?
No. He sits down and plays. He's an engineer for like 343 video games, dude. Yeah. He's a freaking genius, and he's fit as hell. Cut.
Yeah,
beautiful head of hair.
Checks all the boxes. Right.
Nice guy,
Shaq ass.
Get you video.
Play
games.
With him every Friday. Drinks Dreamy like a fish.
Six pack abs.
Gave me my wonderful niece and nephew.
We can grate our Parmesan on his stomach.
Can you zest the strawberry on his stomach?
Guarantee you, he could.
Look at that, Mike.
He invented zesting strawberries.
He doesn't even have to try. He'll just lift it up and the strawberries will come and zest themselves on his abs.
This is weird.
He's got a booth at Comic-Con just for autographs.
He's currently ranked 12th in the AP College poll.
He just sits there.
Which one? Name it.
Right. He didn't even try out. They just put him down. 1 in 3 Americans admit that they wake up already feeling exhausted.
Probably depends on the day, and I typically know why.
Right.
But it's not out of the realm.
Generally because of the damage I did the night before.
That
and the
is
fact
correct,
that I went
Miles.
To bed too damn late. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm so exhausted. I think some people call it a hangover.
Right.
But I'm exhausted.
I was amazed. I started setting my alarm for 5:30 so that I could, you know, pump a little iron in the morning. Because I like to wake up at 5:30, F around on my phone for about a half hour, and then get up at 6. And, you know, then I'll do the stuff that
I
want. I
don't like any of that.
I know. I woke up out of the blue at 5:15 this morning, and I was ready to go run a mile.
Really?
Like, what the hell? I went to bed at 11.
My wife is like that, man. She gets up. I don't know what time she gets up because there's no chance I'm up when she gets up.
Yeah.
But I get up, say, 7:30, and she'll tell me everything she did. Do we still need... I've been to the grocery store. Well, the kids... I've been to Target. I'm like, it's 7:30 in the morning.
What are you
doing? She's just like, I mean, like, it's all done.
I got it.
Damn.
She is on top of everything, dude.
Yeah. Yes, she is. Everything. I don't worry about anything. All I have to do is walk home, ask a question. I will get an answer.
There you go.
A lawyer in Alabama tasked with defending a man standing accused of killing 18 people over the course of 2 years and being involved in two mass shootings says it's going to be difficult to find a quote-unquote fair jury.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Once you say what the accusations are, right? You can go to a foreign country. They don't know you from Adam. And once they lay out what you're being accused of, they're already kind of tainted.
And this isn't a murder.
Right.
This is 18 people, two mass shootings, and they said that's the guy.
Because all of the evidence, circumstantial or not, leads to this individual.
Right. You know, I understand in this country you're innocent until proven guilty. However, when they know your ass is guilty.
Unless you're OJ.
Nah, man,
But it could be weird. And because the way some of these trials work, though, it's like, look, based on the evidence presented, we're confidently going to vote that he's guilty for 3 of the 18 murders and 1 of the mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up with a lighter sentence. You're still not getting out of jail, but you end up with a lighter sentence or the death penalty, whatever.
Yeah. No matter how much money we make, there's always a few things that we refuse to stop doing, and luckily, I've got them all right here.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more poor people habits that are actually just smart living. My pappy was born in 1936 in Shelbyville, Illinois. His parents were farmers. I swear it's got to have something to do with going through the Great Depression or being a farmer or both, but we never threw nothing away. In fact, if we saw a screen door set out for the trash man, we'd stop and pick it up. What we're going to do with it? Who the hell knows? But that behavior stuck with me. Only I've modified the game a bit. See, when food delivery drivers leave goods outside a building door, first I check for any residents, and then I check for cameras. If the coast is clear, I take it. That's how you save a buck and stay well fed. I haven't paid for a meal in years.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear God. The more you know.
So this was actually
I do like the idea of him sneaking around, stealing cans, stealing food off people.
Lives in a condo building.
Delicious little snack. So this was actually a Reddit thread of when they asked what's a poor people habit that's actually just smart living. This person says, first step before any non-staple purchase, an unnecessary argument for myself as to why it isn't necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, I have that. This is why we don't need this. I'm still going to do it, but here's why it's not a good idea why we do this.
Basically, what you're saying is, can I carry around the financial guilt of making this purchase?
Correct.
9 times out of 10, the answer is yes.
How about this? You guys ever buy yourself a yogurt and it's got that little peel top on it?
Yeah.
You open the thing up, what's the first thing that you do?
Lick the top,
the damn top to maximize the value.
I'm not doing it to maximize the value. Yeah. I'm doing it to maximize the taste. You're not wasting any, that is true, but my motivation is I really like this, and there's enough on here that I want.
As long as it's a one-serving thing.
Yeah,
well, no, you're
going to
throw away that top anyway.
Oh, I've seen my kids, have mayonnaise on the side of the jar and lick it. I'm like,
easy.
Come on.
It's a shared household. How about this?
Just do it when I'm not looking.
Something.
Buying meat when it goes on sale, portioning it into useful amounts, and then freezing it for later.
I have definitely done that.
Oh, yeah.
That's when Costco gets me, because they figured this out. So now they sell packs that are in their own little individually packed,
We've done the work for them.
Hell yeah.
Right? That's it.
Exactly.
Single serving.
Exactly. The problem is that those damn bags aren't perforated or nothing like that. So you have to take scissors and cut them out individually.
They are a pain to open.
And at some point, you're going to break a seal on one of them that you didn't intend to. Then you're going to piss yourself off. This person says, I don't upgrade my phone until it stops being functional.
I'm right there with them.
Yep.
I do my best to stick to that one. However, I think the last time I upgraded my phone was because my wife got a new one and I got jealous.
Oh, really?
I had had mine for a good long time. I was well overdue for an upgrade, as they say, aka spend more money on your phone.
That's precisely it.
You have an upgrade. Right. You have the ability to buy another phone from us.
People live and die by their phones. I get it. I'm just not that person. So for me, it's like, man, my phone's got to be on its last legs for me to worry about it.
Right.
I'm with you.
Right. I just don't care. And I do understand that people do. You know, kids get excited. The fact that they can look at my phone and tell me which version of iPhone it is mind-blowing to me. Right. Oh, that's an 11. I'm like, bro, I don't know. It's a phone and it works.
Right. All their friends upgrade, so they know everything don't have.
Exactly.
Buying things used if it's an option.
Sure.
Saved thousands on things over the years. That's my old man's deal. He loves Facebook Marketplace. He lives on
I'll never
Facebook
buy a new car ever again.
I'm
going to go to a dealer, buy a pre-owned, leased, certified car from that dealership, more than likely. And I'm going to 34,000 miles on it.
And you saved a crap ton of money on it.
Yes. And I still got a nice car.
Anybody use grocery bags as trash bags?
Absolutely.
I use them as recyclers all the time.
Attaboy.
Yeah, I have a trash can, but I don't have a designated container.
Right.
So just the brown bag I get from QFC, as soon as I take my groceries out, it's like, all right, now this is the recycling bag.
Yep.
We've been shopping at the Safeway that's out by my place. Shout out to Jordan. Thank you for bringing out my groceries, because they did the curbside delivery that they got there. And we use those bags, and we'll use them as litter bags for
good
the cats.
Call. Yeah.
So just scoop it on in there, and then we'll toss them on.
Because you really want to spend money on a bag where that's its final destination.
That's right.
I don't.
Exactly. Using every single last drop of any product, eating all the food, lotion, cutting open the tube, shrimp shells, soup time.
Well, I use the last
two everything. And lotion,
I don't cut things open. But I definitely, try to get as much out as I can before I give up.
It depends if I have a replacement. A couple of months ago, I did not have another lotion, so I'm like, I'm cutting this bitch open. Exactly. No, what's crazy is because it's so thick, there's still an S-ton of lotion in there. You just can't get it out with a little pump.
Yeah. Right. Can't move.
That's why I steal them from hotels.
Always. Yes.
Poor people habits that are actually just smart living. You know how they always say that, the main reason why this generation isn't wealthy is because of avocado toast and $5 coffees. So this person says, I'm making my own coffee.
There you go.
That's
saves you a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
A lot of money.
Basically, for the price of two or three coffees at whatever coffee place that you go to, you can get yourself a big old tub that'll make a hell of a lot more.
Yes, indeed.
Putting water in the hand soap to make it last longer.
No, I haven't done that.
Oh, really?
I've stretched it for myself, but not as a general rule. If you don't, like, I just want to wash my hands.
I mean, I did it literally last week just because I hadn't bought more hand soap, and I was like, well, I still need to wash my hands.
I had to do it with dish soap like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, God.
Damn it.
It is weird. I don't know why, but you're right. Like, when I wash my hands in the kitchen sink, I'm like, I don't know, it just feels weird.
Yeah.
Because it's dish soap.
Yeah.
It's fine. Right, they use it to get oil off of animals.
You don't have a hand soap on the counter in the kitchen?
No.
I got one in my kids' bathroom. No, we do have one in the kitchen. I never use it.
We got one in the kitchen.
That's wrong with people. But I got it. I just don't use it.
I have a wife. That's the only reason why I have one.
Okay. That is precisely what mine is.
I think I wash my hands too much.
No, not at all. I'm with you. My hands are
I wash them all the time in the kitchen with the soap.
Yeah. No matter what happens, if my hands are not clean, I have to wash them. This one says, I've been up and I've been down, and there's one thing that doesn't ever change. You always compare hotel rates.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Now, I will say we have our favorites when it comes to hotels, and so the wife will wait until the price fluctuates a little bit, but she kind of has her...
I mean, look, there's airlines I like, there are hotels I like, but inevitably, you're just a commodity. You get me from point A to point B, so I might like this airline better, but the price difference can be $200 a ticket. Like, guess what, kids? We're taking the one we don't like.
Right. Poor people habits that are actually just smart living. This one you are never allowed to do, but we've all done it throughout the entirety of our lives. When you sneak snacks into the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, man.
I don't remember the last time I've been to a movie, though.
And look, we don't do it because we're trying to get away with something. We do it because the costs are outrageous.
Yes.
That's literally it. I mean, sporting events, movies. Look, I don't begrudge them for it, but it's like, you do understand. We're sneaking this crap in because the prices are stupid.
Yeah. I think if I went as frequent as I did when I was younger, I would do it then.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm good for maybe one movie a year, if that.
Right.
So at that point in time, I'm like, all right, I'm going to make a lot of noise with this box.
Yeah.
These milk duds like everyone else is.
I'm going to enjoy myself out here.
Yeah, exactly.
With you. I rarely go to the movies, but.
When I do.
I'm going to splurge.
Yeah. It's got to be something good. Like, actually, I might go to the movies here soon because I want to see that F1 movie.
Nice. Attaboy. Poor people habits that are actually just smart living. This one says, turning off the lights when I leave the room. That is truly just smart living. Just turn off the damn lights.
Does anybody leave them on in hotel rooms?
No.
Yeah.
I love it.
You turn on... Wait, what?
Yep. Turn on the lights. I keep the TV on.
Yeah, I'm not paying that bill.
You mean like when you're going to sleep?
No. Like if I'm leaving and I'm coming back, I'm just like... To me, it's like a wild adventure. It's like, well, I'm not in my own home. Like, leave the lights on.
I still turn it on. And I think it's just habit.
See,
I see a light switch by the door.
I leave the TV on. Because once I find the channel that I know I'm more than likely going to be watching... I don't want to search for it again because this is not my service that I use.
Right.
So it took me a while to find it.
I just
leave the TV on.
I just need the noise.
Right. Dude, you're right. I don't know why. It is a struggle, though, getting that TV.
Every time. Got to read the directions.
Here's the channel listing as if that helps.
I know.
Yeah.
Now I know where I need to just plug 1, 2, 3, 4 out.
Right. And Miles is right, man. Like, ESPN's like 50-something. I don't want to start back at zero.
Adding a sliver of soap to the new bar.
What?
So basically, if you have a bar of soap and you wither it down to a single sliver, then you kind of fuse it to the new bar when you bring it over?
I have not done that.
I've done that out of laziness.
Lazy? No. Maximization.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I was maximizing stuff.
Damn right. Getting your value out, Ted.
Yeah, I wouldn't be lazy.
Come on now.
Someone here says, siphon gas.
Not paying for porn. Another great Ted. Thanks. Honestly, I don't know why in 2025 anybody's paying for porn.
You have to be into some stuff.
You've got to really be into some stuff.
Like, there's just so much available. If you're like, I need to pay for what I'm looking for. Like, damn.
And then I'll leave you with this last poor people habit that's actually just smart living. We do it right here in this very office. The sauce drawer stays no matter what.
Oh, God. We have a sauce trophy, but yes.
It's the same thing.
It basically is.
Taco Bell, McDonald's, Jack the Box, whatever it is.
I just added
sauces.
Oh, what did I just throw in there? Earlier this week, too. Okay, it was like red pepper flakes and Parmesan.
Yep. There you go.
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was yeah.
Oh, that's
Papa
right.
Papa John's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The party that we had.
Did anybody save that one garlic butter?
No. Yeah, it's in there, yeah.
Is it in the fridge?
I saved it.
Attaboy.
No, it doesn't need to be refrigerated. It's not really butter.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's like, did you refrigerate that movie theater butter?
No.
But I put it in the car because we were low on oil.
A woman in New York lost her life after getting into the path of an oncoming train, but why she was there in the first place...
Do I want to know?
Nah, I don't think you do, but I'll tell you.
All right, we got headlines coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified woman from somewhere here in the U.S. I'm going to be as delicate with this as I can, all right? So she recently sent a plea for help to one of those advice columns, I believe in Slate or whatever it was. But it was about her boyfriend and their sex life. Now, long story short, the young couple, they enjoyed a robust sex life. Both of them enjoyed each other physically, especially of the oral variety. But now he refuses to perform because of a mistake that she made last week. Apparently, he was doing his thing. She slipped on a fart, and now he refuses to return.
Oh!
So she was asking for advice from Slate. Like, hey, how do I convince him? That's a one-time deal. But I guess he's like, no. No matter what,
no.
That's what she said, okay. Man, we've been doing great. This mistake happened, and now he is 100% not returning to the scene of the crime. Yeah. Feel bad for this girl. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.